Imagine a practice so profound that it can lower blood pressure as effectively as medication, improve balance better than conventional exercise, and calm the mind like meditation, all while appearing as gentle as a slow dance. This is Tai Chi, the ancient Chinese martial art that has captured the attention of Harvard Medical School researchers and is transforming Western approaches to health. When Peter Wayne, both a Harvard researcher and Tai Chi master, brings together these seemingly opposing worlds in The Harvard Medical School Guide to Tai Chi, he bridges a 2,000-year-old tradition with cutting-edge science. The book has become a favorite among celebrities like Robert Downey Jr. and Gwyneth Paltrow, who credit mind-body practices for their career longevity and mental clarity. As chronic disease rates soar and healthcare costs skyrocket, this gentle practice, once secretive and exclusive, is now being prescribed by doctors alongside conventional treatments, representing what the New York Times called the perfect exercise for our modern age. Unlike pharmaceutical drugs with well-defined chemical compounds, Tai Chi works through multiple integrated components that affect us physically, psychologically, socially, and philosophically. Drawing from 35 years of training across various Tai Chi styles and related practices, Dr. Wayne identified 8 active ingredients that work synergistically like a multi-drug combination. The first ingredient, awareness, transforms Tai Chi into meditation in motion, training practitioners to become mindful of moment-to-moment sensations. Unlike seated meditation, Tai Chi teaches awareness through practical body-centered exercises that translate readily to daily activities. Simple movements like Tai Chi pouring, gently shifting weight from side to side while sensing the body's liquid nature, develop heightened body awareness and focused attention. Research shows this mindful presence not only changes brain structure and function, but also modulates pain, immune function, and mood. Intention, the second ingredient, employs imagery and metaphors to guide practitioners toward specific physical and emotional states. In Tai Chi philosophy, the mind, Yi, leads the Qi, which then moves the body. This principle makes placebo-controlled studies of Tai Chi impossible, since intention itself is considered an active therapeutic component. Research confirms visualization's powerful effects. Brain areas engaged during actual movement activate during motor imagery as well, improving motor function and learning complex movements. Structural integration, the third ingredient, emphasizes the body as an interconnected living system rather than autonomous parts. Beyond Western medicine's recognized circulatory and nervous systems, Tai Chi focuses on 2 additional networks, the traditional Chinese medicine meridians, energy channels, and the body's connective tissue system. Proper alignment, head centered over torso, torso over hips, and hips over feet, allows practitioners to sense their position and organize body parts to work together seamlessly like reeling silk from a cocoon. Active relaxation, the fourth ingredient, embodies the wisdom of finding balance in effort. This includes both moderation in exertion and sung, a defining Tai Chi characteristic describing a relaxed, open state that permits energy flow. Unlike passive relaxation, sung involves energetically sinking while maintaining structure, like honey flowing down in a jar. Through Tai Chi, practitioners develop exquisite awareness of tensions and tools to manage them efficiently. The remaining ingredients, strengthening and flexibility, natural breathing, social support, and embodied spirituality, complete Tai Chi's holistic approach. Together, they create a comprehensive system that addresses health at multiple levels simultaneously, making Tai Chi particularly valuable for complex chronic conditions that conventional medicine struggles to treat effectively. When 85-year-old Ruth first came to our Tai Chi class, she could barely stand without assistance. After just 3 months of practice, she stood confidently on one leg while the other traced circles in the air. "I haven't felt this steady since I was 60," she beamed. Her experience reflects what research consistently demonstrates. Tai Chi may be one of the most effective exercises for improving balance and preventing falls. Balance deterioration often leads to falls in older adults, with 25 to 35% of people over 65 falling at least once yearly. This percentage increases with age, reaching 51% for those 85 and older. Clinical trials consistently show Tai Chi significantly reduces fall probability. Studies at the Oregon Research Institute demonstrated a 45% reduction after 6 months compared to control groups, while Emory University researchers reported a 46% reduction following just 15 weeks of training for adults over 70. What makes Tai Chi uniquely effective for balance is its comprehensive approach to addressing all four body systems underlying balance control. It functions as weight-bearing exercise that strengthens lower extremities through constant weight shifting, improves posture through body alignment, enhances sensory awareness and proprioception, and addresses cognitive aspects of balance, including fear of falling. The continuous, slow movements enhance sensory awareness of both internal states and the external environment. Studies show practitioners can lean further without losing stability and demonstrate improved joint proprioception. Even those with peripheral neuropathy show increased foot sensitivity, improved balance, faster walking speed, and enhanced nerve conduction velocities after regular practice. Tai Chi's diverse movements with their complex sequencing, timing, and muscle group combinations provide excellent training for neuromuscular coordination. Research shows Tai Chi improves dynamic balance during movement and recovery from balance disturbances. One randomized trial found older adults who received intensive Tai Chi training showed better ankle neuromuscular reactions when experiencing experimentally induced slips while walking. Perhaps most importantly, Tai Chi reduces the fear of falling, ironically one of the biggest predictors of falls. Those fearful of falling typically walk tentatively, stand rigidly, breathe shallowly, and maintain anxious focus on not falling, all behaviors that actually increase fall risk. Multiple studies confirm Tai Chi significantly reduces fear of falling compared to wellness education or computerized balance training. Beyond balance, research suggests Tai Chi may benefit bone health. While conventional wisdom suggests high-intensity resistance training is necessary for bone health, studies indicate lower-impact exercises like Tai Chi may reduce bone loss rates in women with osteopenia or osteoporosis. Long-term practitioners show greater bone density at the hip and spine and slower rates of bone density decline. Compared to age-matched controls, a recent trial with osteopenic postmenopausal women showed those practicing Tai Chi regularly maintained femur bone mineral density over 9 months, while controls lost approximately 1% bone mass. When I first started Tai Chi after my heart attack, I could barely walk across the room, recalls Michael, a 67-year-old retired engineer. 6 months later, I was hiking with my grandchildren again. My cardiologist was amazed at my progress. Michael's experience reflects a growing body of evidence suggesting Tai Chi offers significant benefits for cardiovascular health. Multiple systematic reviews indicate Tai Chi is safe and promising for both prevention and rehabilitation of cardiovascular diseases. Research shows Tai Chi positively impacts key cardiovascular risk factors, including blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar metabolism, and inflammation, while also benefiting specific conditions like heart failure, coronary artery disease, and stroke. Studies consistently demonstrate Tai Chi effectively lowers high blood pressure, with improvements ranging from 332 mmHg systolic and 218 mmHg diastolic in 85% of trials. A quality Johns Hopkins study found light-intensity Tai Chi produced comparable blood pressure reductions to moderate-intensity aerobic exercise, approximately 7 to 8 mg systolic reduction, with Tai Chi participants showing better home practice adherence. Emerging research suggests Tai Chi may reduce inflammation, a key process in cardiovascular disease development. Small studies show promising effects on C-reactive protein, CRP, an independent marker of heart disease risk. A randomized trial with type 2 diabetic patients found 12 weeks of Tai Chi reduced CRP levels when conventional exercise did not. Strong evidence shows Tai Chi improves aerobic capacity and overall fitness in both healthy individuals and those with cardiovascular disease. A large Hong Kong study of 370 adults found 12 weeks of Tai Chi increased exercise capacity equal to brisk walking, while producing 33% less increase in heart rate, suggesting Tai Chi may be preferable when exercise intensity is a concern. A 5-year study at National Taiwan University Hospital demonstrated Tai Chi practitioners experienced significantly slower age-related decline in exercise capacity compared to sedentary controls. For heart failure patients, Harvard Medical School research shows Tai Chi benefits both systolic and diastolic heart failure. In a pilot study, 30 systolic heart failure patients practicing a simplified Yang-style Tai Chi protocol twice weekly for 12 weeks showed improved quality of life, walking distance, and decreased B-type natriuretic protein levels compared to controls. A larger follow-up study with 100 patients confirmed quality of life improvements and enhanced mood. For diastolic heart failure, a study comparing Tai Chi to low-impact aerobics found that despite being less intense exercise, Tai Chi participants achieved greater improvements in walking distance with equal quality of life benefits. Importantly, about 90% of participants across all heart failure studies maintained regular attendance and home practice, demonstrating Tai Chi's accessibility and safety even for those with chronic heart disease. Several studies demonstrate Tai Chi's benefits for coronary heart disease patients. An English randomized controlled trial with heart attack recovery patients found both Tai Chi and aerobic exercise improved systolic blood pressure, but only Tai Chi improved diastolic pressure. Tai Chi participants also showed better exercise adherence than aerobic exercisers. For heart disease patients, Tai Chi offers an appropriate, non-threatening physical activity that's easy to maintain. It serves as a promising adjunct to conventional heart care, particularly valuable for those unable or unwilling to engage in other exercise forms. With humans breathing over 20,000 times daily, the quality of our breathing profoundly impacts our health. Strong epidemiological data links breathing function to longevity. The landmark Framingham Heart Study followed over 5,000 people for 20-plus years and found forced vital capacity, FVC, strongly predicted cardiovascular mortality. Similarly, a University at Buffalo study following nearly 1,200 people for 29 years showed lung function significantly predicted all-cause mortality. These findings suggest that improving breathing quality through practices like Tai Chi could potentially extend life. Breathing efficiency naturally declines with age. After age 20, forced vital capacity decreases 200 to 250 cc every decade, while residual lung capacity increases slightly. These changes result from several factors. The chest wall becomes stiffer due to calcification and joint changes. Respiratory muscle strength decreases, lung elasticity diminishes with changes in connective tissue, gas exchange efficiency reduces as alveoli surface area decreases, and chronic stress triggers shallow breathing patterns that persist over time. Tai Chi breathing serves multiple functions beyond oxygen intake and carbon dioxide expulsion. It provides internal massage, enhances bodily awareness, balances the nervous system and emotions, and regulates qi flow. In Tai Chi training, breathing should be a soft, continuous flow, regular, light, slow, and deep. While sometimes breathing coordinates with movements, inhaling during expansion, exhaling during contraction, most practitioners follow the principle, let the body breathe you, rather than forcing specific breathing patterns. Studies show Tai Chi practitioners have better respiratory function compared to sedentary individuals, and Tai Chi appears to slow respiratory function decline in older adults over time. These improvements likely stem from increased torso flexibility, less flexed posture, and deeper, more mindful breathing. Slow diaphragmatic breathing may also improve lung efficiency by allowing more oxygen to reach the alveoli for better absorption into the bloodstream. The slow, deep breathing in Tai Chi positively affects the balance between sympathetic, arousal, and parasympathetic, calming, nervous systems, impacting blood pressure regulation and immune function. This may explain why Tai Chi positively affects heart-lung symptoms and quality of life in conditions like heart failure, where overactive sympathetic nervous activity is common. Breathing in Tai Chi massages internal organs through pressure changes. Diaphragmatic breathing creates internal pressure shifts that displace fluids and tissues surrounding the lungs and diaphragm, generating liquid pressure waves throughout the body. Studies confirm that deep breathing produces measurable changes in abdominal pressure and alters blood flow throughout the body. Research suggests that Tai Chi's slow, rhythmic breathing, combined with its other active ingredients, may benefit patients with respiratory conditions like COPD and asthma. In a small Harvard pilot study, COPD patients practicing Tai Chi for 12 weeks experienced significant improvement in respiratory symptoms without adverse effects. A larger Hong Kong trial found Tai Chi Qigong improved respiratory function, activity levels, and quality of life compared to walking plus breathing exercises or usual care. Our brains, weighing just 2.8 pounds but containing 100 billion neurons with trillions of connections, are remarkable organs that define our identity and consciousness. Modern neuroscience has revealed that the brain remains plastic throughout life, continuously remodeling itself in response to experiences. Taylor, a 44-year-old with neurological problems similar to multiple sclerosis, found relief through Tai Chi. "From the first class, I enjoyed it and felt better. The sitting meditation made my brain and body feel so calm and relaxed." She believes Tai Chi is helping rewire her brain, a concept supported by emerging research on neuroplasticity. Around age 50, most people experience cognitive changes affecting memory, multitasking, and information processing due to decreased neural connections and neurotransmitter function. By age 70, 1 in 6 people have mild cognitive decline. However, Tai Chi's combination of exercise, stress reduction, learning new tasks, social activity, and focused attention may counteract these changes. Studies show promising results. A large Chinese trial found Tai Chi participants showed greater cognitive improvements than those in stretching programs, with fewer progressing to dementia. Other research demonstrated Tai Chi's benefits for both healthy older adults and those with dementia, including improvements in attention, concentration, mental tracking, and even increased brain volume compared to walking or social activities. Tai Chi's cognitive benefits likely stem partly from its effects on physical fitness. While moderate aerobic exercise can slow cognitive decline, recent research suggests motor fitness, including balance, coordination, agility, and power, is equally important for brain health. This skill-related fitness that Tai Chi develops may be particularly beneficial for cognitive function. Chronic stress impairs cognitive function through elevated cortisol levels that disrupt brain cell communication and damage the hippocampus, a critical memory center. This creates a negative feedback loop as hippocampal damage further impairs cortisol regulation. Tai Chi's documented ability to reduce anxiety, perceived stress, and possibly cortisol levels may help protect cognitive function. Beyond cognition, Tai Chi practitioners consistently report improved mood and mental well-being from their practice. As one 58-year-old teacher named Monique explains, "Whatever frame of mind I'm in, it changes and shifts. After class, I feel better about myself and I sleep better." While Tai Chi doesn't eliminate negative emotions, it helps practitioners recognize them and move through them more quickly, providing practical tools for managing stress, developing coping skills, and cultivating self-awareness and resilience. Stress affects most Americans, with 75% experiencing some stress every 2 weeks and 40% reporting their jobs as very or extremely stressful. This chronic stress contributes to most medical conditions and increases risk of mental health disorders, making stress reduction a global health priority. Mind-body practices like Tai Chi can improve perception accuracy and increase the gap between observation and reaction, enhancing emotional resilience, the ability to bounce back from adversity. A 2010 systematic review identified 40 studies evaluating Tai Chi for psychological outcomes, concluding that Tai Chi appears to improve stress, anxiety, depression, mood, and self-esteem. More than 20 studies suggest Tai Chi reduces depression. Dr. Wang's randomized trials with fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, and knee osteoarthritis patients showed significant reductions in depression alongside improvements in pain and musculoskeletal function. Sleep is as essential as air, water, and food. Adults need 7 to 9 hours nightly, yet over 25% of Americans report insufficient sleep, with 10 to 15% suffering chronic insomnia. Multiple randomized trials support Tai Chi's effectiveness for improving sleep. UCLA researchers found 25 weeks of Tai Chi helped 112 healthy older adults with moderate sleep complaints achieve better sleep quality compared to controls in a health education program. Tai Chi extends far beyond solo practice to enhance relationships, workplace performance, and creative expression. Partner work in Tai Chi transmits kinesthetic knowledge through mindful touch and shared movement. When working with advanced practitioners, their touch can reveal and communicate physical and emotional states before any movement occurs. Interactive Tai Chi builds leg, arm, and core strength through continuous weight shifting and responding to pushes. Working with different partners exposes you to varied movement patterns, expanding joint range of motion beyond what solo forms provide. Roger, a 47-year-old marketing manager, finds that push hands has transformed his professional life. Though naturally introverted, his Tai Chi practice has made presentations and meetings less exhausting. He's learned not to have an automatic defensive reflex when challenged, and instead to yield, wait, and then return the force, principles that have made his workplace interactions more productive. Despite overwhelming workloads and looming deadlines, making time for Tai Chi proves to be a valuable investment. Time spent practicing enhances work focus and creativity, improves stress management, makes interactions with colleagues more efficient, and provides energy for longer, more productive hours. Corporate leaders increasingly recognize this investment perspective, with about two-thirds of large American companies now offering wellness programs. The financial return on wellness programs ranges from $3 to $15 for each dollar invested, with savings realized within 12-18 months. Beyond formal classes and wellness programs, Tai Chi principles can be woven throughout your workday. Using commute time for breathing exercises, stretching at red lights, and mindful posture creates transitions between work and home life. Whether in a cubicle or behind a register, Tai Chi's postural alignment principles can counteract occupational hazards like repetitive stress injuries. Tai Chi is also deeply connected to creativity. Defined by the integration of yin and yang, it naturally fosters creative consciousness by reducing tension and allowing deeper thoughts to emerge. Many Tai Chi practitioners are involved in creative arts, and many creative programs draw from Eastern traditions. During practice, practitioners enter a mental state where creativity flows naturally, improving mental clarity and unlocking creative potential. Tai Chi is about getting flow to happen, from inside to outside, side to side, and top to bottom, explains Michael, a 53-year-old painter who practices Tai Chi before painting. He seeks to create dynamic movement in his paintings that pulls viewers into an energetic stream, allowing them to experience the state of consciousness he inhabited while creating. For him, both creativity and Tai Chi emerge from a place of stillness and openness. The real joy in the creative act stems from just being, letting go of all distractions, ideas, and agendas. The U.S. healthcare system faces serious challenges. Americans spend more per capita on healthcare than any other nation, yet rank poorly in health outcomes. A 2009 Harvard Medical School study found that over 60% of personal bankruptcies stem from medical costs, often affecting those with insurance. The World Health Organization rated America 37th in health outcomes, comparable to Serbia. And for the first time in history, Americans are witnessing declining life expectancy. While healthcare reform discussions focus on system efficiency, we've neglected the fundamentals of self-care and prevention. Dr. Donald Levy suggests adding two crucial tiers to the traditional healthcare pyramid: self-care and prevention. He emphasizes physical exercise, stress reduction, psychosocial support, healthy eating, weight management, and quality sleep for both treating and preventing chronic conditions. By involving patients in their own care, they better understand their bodies, feel empowered, and become better advocates within the healthcare system. While most Tai Chi research has focused on older adults or those managing illness, we must expand to include all age groups to significantly impact healthcare costs. Mind-body practices should begin in childhood to effectively prevent chronic disease and enhance healthy lifestyles. Children are remarkably receptive to mind-body exercises like Tai Chi. When teaching fourth graders in Cambridge schools, Dr. Wayne developed a playful curriculum with Tai Chi-inspired animal movements, body awareness, and breathing exercises. The children embraced not just the movements, but also meditation and energy awareness. Some Boston-area high schools already offer Tai Chi or yoga as alternatives to standard gym classes, an option that should become more widely available. A small study combining Tai Chi with mindfulness-based stress reduction found high school students felt calmer, more relaxed, slept better, and took better care of themselves. Tai Chi is also entering medical and nursing schools as part of mind-body training. Dr. Andrew Weil introduces all internal medicine fellows to Tai Chi, while Georgetown Medical School students undergo 11 weeks of mind-body training, showing marked stress reduction. This integration is especially valuable for medical professionals who experience high burnout rates. Those who practice mind-body skills become better advisors to patients, as evidence shows patients respond better to health professionals who lead by example. Tai Chi is helping transform Western healthcare toward integrative medicine, with its health benefits increasingly supported by evidence, over 700 peer-reviewed publications and 180 randomized trials to date. It serves as an ambassador integrating Eastern and Western approaches to optimize health. Tai Chi's versatility makes it valuable whether you're young or old, preventing or rehabilitating from disease, managing stress, exploring self-discovery, enhancing creativity, or improving sports performance. While lifestyle changes like exercise can extend life, behavior change is difficult. Tai Chi may inspire sustainable healthy changes because it cultivates self-responsibility and empowerment. It's more engaging than repetitive exercise like treadmill walking, making long-term adherence more likely. As we face growing healthcare challenges, this ancient practice offers a bridge between Eastern wisdom and Western science, a path toward truly integrated medicine that addresses the whole person, body, mind, and spirit.